Make your way into standing position or mountain pose as we begin our short yoga practice. In mountain pose, feet are hip-width distance apart. Knees are a little bit soft. Lift and lengthen the spine and relax the shoulders down the back. Crown of the head lifts up to the ceiling, back of the neck long. Allow the eyes to close or softly gaze down at the floor. Just begin to touch in and notice the whole self. Notice sensations in the body. Notice the state of the mind, thoughts in the mind. What emotions are present, energy level. Turning towards your experience exactly as it is in this moment. No need to change or modify anything. Just simply noticing experience. Notice where you can soften through the body, perhaps the belly or the face. And then bring your attention to the breath, the natural rise and fall of the breath through the torso, the belly, chest. Notice how the breath is moving through you today in this moment. And then consciously beginning to deepen the breath. Take a big full inhale through the nose. And exhale with a little sigh. Again, big deep breath in. And release it out. Notice the residue of that big deep breath. And begin to connect movement with breathing. On an inhale, extend the arms out to the side and up overhead for sun breath. Exhale, float the arms back down, release. Again, big deep breath in, arms out to the side, up overhead. And exhale, arms back down. Three more times at your own pace, following the breath. Inhale. Connecting breath with movement, keeping the shoulders soft, reaching and spreading through the fingers and the palms, beginning to awaken the whole upper body. And next time you exhale, hands can remain down by the side. From here, place the right hand on your right hip. Inhale, lift the left fingertips up towards the sky as we move into half moon pose. Press the left hip towards the left wall. Keep both feet rooted into the ground. As you lift and lengthen the left fingertips up and over towards the right wall. Really press down through the feet. Press into the left hip. Soften the shoulders. And keep breathing. On the next inhale, reach both arms up to the sky. And as you exhale, bring the left hand to the left hip. Keep the right arm extended up. And make your way to the other side. Press the right hip towards the right wall. Reach the right fingertips up and towards the left. Body making a C curve. Engage the belly, belly button pulling gently back towards the spine to strengthen the core muscles. Press down through the feet, soften the shoulders, deepen the breath. And then inhale, reach both arms back up to the sky. And exhale, release the hands back down. Take a breath just to notice sensation in the body, notice energy. And then from here, step the feet a little bit more than hip-width distance. Turn the toes slightly out and bend the knees, coming into a squat. Place the hands on the thighs as we move into standing cat-cow motions. On an inhale, pull the belly forward. Begin to lift the chest, lift the gaze. On an exhale, round the spine, begin to gaze towards the belly button. On an inhale, pull the belly forward, lift the chest, the gaze, shoulders pull back. Exhale, round. Begin to undulate and move the spine at your own pace. Follow your breath. Let the breath initiate the movement. As we begin to decongest the spine, opening the chest. Notice how the torso feels today. It might be totally different than the last time you practiced. And then come back to center. Step the feet in just slightly and begin to twist the arms side to side. So torso twists, arms flop side to side. As you twist, the heel can lift. Keep breathing, big full breaths. And then back to center, back to standing. Moving into Warrior One pose, step the left foot back, keep the right foot forward. Feet are separated slightly to provide a little bit more stability through the legs. And bend the front knee. So bend the right knee. Knee comes right over the right ankle. Press and engage the back leg. The back toes can face slightly forward. Lift up through the torso. And on an inhale, reach the arms up to the sky. Moving into Warrior One. Soften the shoulders. Press down through the feet, engage the legs, and lift up through the crown of the head. Deepen the breath. Notice where you can soften. And notice sensation, perhaps a little heat building as you hold the pose, heart rate increasing. Keep breathing. Take one more big inhale, and as you exhale, step the back foot forward, and just shake it out. Let out a little sigh, and release. Separate the feet a little bit more than hip-width distance again as we begin to circle the hips. So send the hips back to the side, forward and around. Big circles with the hips. As if you're a very slow hula hooper. This movement is great for digestion. Good to do if you do a lot of sitting to help stretch and release the hips. Go the other way. Making as small or as large of circles that feels good for your torso, for your hips. And then come back to center, bring the feet in, make your way to the other side of Warrior One. Step the right foot back, left foot remains forward. Begin to sink into the left knee, bend the left knee, knee over ankle, front toes pointing towards the front of the mat. Engage the back leg, press down through the back heel, and sink down. Really find stability through the legs, pressing down through the legs as you lift and lengthen up through the spine. There's a lifting and elongation that happens through the spine. Inhale, reach the arms up. And relax the shoulders. Relax that big brow muscle. And begin to deepen the breath. As you hold, notice any thoughts or activity in the mind. Notice any emotions. See if you can allow the experience to be as it is. Your only role is to deepen the breath, to notice, and to feel into this posture. Two more big breaths, holding. And next time you exhale, release the arms down, step the back foot forward. And just shake it out once again. You might bounce the knees a little bit or sway side to side. Whatever helps you to release out of Warrior One. And then come back to stillness and begin to circle the shoulders. Inhale the shoulders up, back, and down, making as large or small as circles that feels good for your shoulder joints, as well as the upper back. Go in both directions. And come back to stillness. Allow the eyes to close. Place one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly. Take a big full inhale. And let out a little sigh. Moment just to pause. And then from here, release the hands, open the eyes, come into a seated position. And then make your way onto your back. Once on your back, bring the knees into the chest. Give the knees a squeeze. Hug those knees in. You can rock side to side to massage the spine. And then from here, bring the knees all the way to the right. Let's drop the knees all the way to the right and extend the left arm out to the side. Turn your head towards the left fingertips and allow the eyes to close or be soft. You want this twist to really be comfortable, to be soothing. So making whatever modifications you need to move into that sense of release, of letting go, nourishment. Trusting that once in the posture, the twist itself will do the work. Cleansing the organs, toning the spine. Notice the breath. And then inhale, bring the knees back to center and make your way to the other side. Knees over to the left. Extend the right hand out to the side. Head turns towards the right hand. Lengthen through the back of the neck. You might place the left hand on the right knee to help deepen the twist. But once you make your way into the spinal twist, just let everything sink, soften, sense of being held by the earth. Bring attention to your own breathing. And then to release, bring both knees back to the chest. Give the knees a big squeeze. And then extend the feet forward as we come into rest pose, final pose of the practice. Extend the feet forward. Hands, arms down by the side, palms facing up. This expression of receiving nourishment, receiving healing from the practice. Release any kind of control of the breath. Just allow the breath to be natural. Scan down through the body, crown of the head. Make your way all the way to your toes. See where you can soften, where you can breathe out any additional tension. And final pose, enjoying for these few moments that there is nothing to do here. Soaking in rest and stillness, providing nourishment to the spirit, renewing the body and the mind. Kripalu Yoga is self-observation with compassion. Take one final breath here. We will end our practice here. You may wish to continue to rest, or you may wish to begin to transition to your day. Namaste, Jai Bhagwan, peace to you.